doing some spring cleaning and really looking forward to seeing you guys all here. So again, congratulations to our 2-star crowns, and looking forward to seeing all of our crowns here at the pure air, pure water, and the pure fun of the Native Springs Oasis. So now, tomorrow night, I want to make it a habit of getting the information out early about what the subject for the Meet the Owner call tomorrow night will be. And tomorrow we're going to cover 2 of my favorite products. They're totally different, and they each have one thing in common. They're herbal combinations. They're examples of true phytochemistry and alchemy, the coming together of the power of multiple plants. And you've heard us talk before about how we have knowledge from various cultures, ancient cultures, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, shamanic medicine, Aboriginal medicine, the medicines from the Ashanikas from South America, and the Chamu from Africa, and the et cetera, et cetera. And in these 2 products, we're bringing together diverse, wide knowledge, not to mention the teaching, direct teaching of one of the masters of naturopathy, Dr. Bernard Jensen. So tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about Control, which is an amazing product with 5 herbs from 4 continents that truly, truly will give anybody an extreme edge, whether they are keeping off the weight that they lost during the transformation, or whether they are complementing the continuation. The Control product is absolutely amazing. Now, the other product is Be Energetic. And the name may sound like something that gives you energy, but what it really does is recharge the most important healing mechanism perhaps in your entire body, and that is your adrenal system, because your adrenal system gives you the energy to fight disease, the energy to fight fatigue, the energy to fight obesity, the energy for your body to fight or flight. That's what it's for. If you need the energy to rejuvenate, you need to recharge, or you need the energy to charge forward, Be Energetic is a formula that was taught to me by the renowned Dr. Bernard Jensen on his deathbed. He shared this information with me so that I would share it with the world, which I am going to do tomorrow evening with you. So, David, sorry to have interrupted. Again, it's Ian and Arna, am I correct, that are being celebrated tonight?
Ian, Arna, and Geraldine, uh-huh.
Geraldine, my girl. Awesome. Well, I'm so happy. I didn't want to take anything away from them, but look forward to having you all tomorrow night. And again, congratulations for the incredible, unprecedented success that Purium is experiencing. And thank you also for your patience as we work through some of our growing pains. I promise you, it is a 24-hour dedication for us to continue to learn to serve you better.
Nice. Well, good stuff, and glad you're talking about Be Energetic. That is definitely one of my favorite products. Take it every day. So looking forward to tomorrow night's call. And before we introduce our new 3-star crowns and new 2-star crown, a couple of important announcements. Of course, as David said, he's preparing the retreat for our Blue Diamond, really our first Blue Diamond retreat ever. So if you're making a blitz for Blue, we're down to less than 48 hours. Keep up the hard work. And our next major event is going to be, of course, our national convention. Only 2 days left to get the lowest price. We've got early bird pricing on the registration tickets, so make sure you get your registration tickets tonight or tomorrow night. We just added more rooms at the Hyatt. The company is subsidizing parts of the room. The beautiful hotel right in downtown Long Beach. So it's going to be a walking distance from the event. It's going to be a tremendous event. David, Amy, and myself spent a couple of hours today going over some of the details. We've got some really, really special things we're going to be announcing, introducing at that event. So you want to be there, and if you've decided to be there, you've already made that decision, we have created some new social media tools, including our first Twibbon campaign. So you can post right on your Facebook page. You can tweet on Twitter, letting people know that you're going to be at the national convention, the one national convention, one team, one vision, one event, one time. This is our first one, and you want to be there, and if you are going to be there, let people know. So lots of great stuff happening. And what I want to do is talk about some of the people that are making it happen. I want to start with our newest two-star crown. He's from Connecticut. He is a field advisory board member. He was actually our first crown. He's a world-class cyclist. You've seen him in the product catalog. He's been a stalwart and part of this company since its very inception. And he's going to talk a little bit about the inner game, the mental side of the business, and not only what helps make him be a success, but how he helps others become a success using that inner game. So we'd like to congratulate and welcome onto the call our newest two-star crown from Connecticut, Ian Farrar. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you very much, David. This is a beautiful day, and congratulations to Arna and Geraldine for hitting three-star. It's amazing what's happening in this company, and I knew this day would come. And, you know, what I'd like to share with everyone tonight is that, you know, network marketing or one success in life is all about your inner game. It's not really what happens outside of you. It's what happens inside of you, because it's the people that are willing to overcome obstacles that eventually reach their goal and become successful in this business. I mean, Brandy mentioned a few weeks ago when she hit five-star, you know, she wasn't an overnight success. Neither was I. But, you know, it's taken me a while to get to this point. And the bottom line is that, you know, quitters never win and winners never quit. So the bottom line is that if you have a long-term vision, okay, and you don't mind hearing no, you're going to definitely get your yeses. I mean, most people know Babe Ruth is the home run king, but he sure struck out a whole lot more times than he hit a home run. So my wisdom around the inner game and becoming successful in life and in Perium is to have a clear vision, and whatever you think is real becomes your reality. It's your mental conditioning. It's what you think of every day. Like every morning I get up, I make a commitment to helping at least 5 to 10 people in my group, and people that I don't even know yet, because we have this beautiful system, which is a gift card marketing system. The next thing that I do is that I put post-its all over my home of what I want to achieve. And for a few weeks now, I've put on my mirror in my bathroom, I will be two-star crown. I will be three-star crown. Okay, because I already hit crown and I hit levels previous to that. So it's what your subconscious mind sees every day that winds up accumulating into your reality, okay? And as an athlete, going into the last lap of a race at 30 to 40 miles an hour, I can't tell you how intense that is, but you need that warrior mentality to find the positioning to get involved in that sprint, which can be hairy at times. You know, in this past April, I finished up a series of 7 races. I didn't have any teammates, but there were a lot of other guys that I was contending with. I finished second overall in the series, and I got 4 top 3, you know, finishes. Big, big bunch sprints. So with your Perium business, you need the same attitude, okay? And it all goes down between your 2 ears, okay? We have amazing products. We have a $50 gift card marketing system. We have everything in place for your success, but it's really how you wake up each day. And there is no luck in this business. My acronym for luck, it's laboring under correct knowledge. We are all laboring under the correct knowledge in that we have everything in place and still almost no one knows about us. So the bottom line is when you apply that wisdom to your life, you're never lucky, because every day you're creating your success. So your mindset is everything in this business. And I just want to thank Dave and Amy and David Litt and everyone at customer service and shipping that are really, really getting their act together and helping us have the success that we're having in this business. So thank you all, and I'm going to hand the phone back to David.
Well, Ian, you said a couple things that really stood out. I love the term mental conditioning. You know, the idea that it takes work and it takes effort to have your attitude right. And so some days it's going to happen more naturally and other days not as much. But if your vision is clear, you wake up in the morning, your focus is on helping people, then good things are going to happen. So I appreciate you sharing this and the idea of luck is laboring under correct knowledge. That's an awesome acronym. I've never heard that one before, and thanks for sharing that.
You're very welcome, David.
Well, good stuff, good stuff. Well, what's interesting is that, you know, our next speakers have a, you know, similar track record for success, but a little different perspective on how they approach it. So Ian's a high-level athlete, and although he certainly talked about, you know, helping other people and that sort of approach, he also definitely talked about persistence and mental toughness and, you know, what's happening in your head and making things right. And our next speakers, three-star crowns, Geraldine Camarillo and Arna Johnson from Wahoo, instead of talking about their head, they're going to be talking about their heart. And so I would love to hear from Geraldine and Arna about leading with heart and tell us a little bit about that concept and how you do that and how you teach your team and how you've created a fantastic three-star crown distributorship leading with your heart.
Mahalo, David. Thank you so much. It's real. This is Geraldine, and I want to make sure you can hear me, David, because I get so excited that I end up always blowing away everyone's eardrums. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Good level.
Okay, great. Thank you. Awesome to be on the call with all of you. Thank you to David Sandoval and to Amy Venner, David, and our incredible team. It's such a blessing to be here with all of you again and our team, we, back home and all over the nation. Arna's also on the other line. Arna?
Yes. Hi, Jer. Hi, everybody. I'm here. I also want to give a big mahalo to David Litt, and thank you for having us on this call, David, and Amy Venner, who we just had here in Hawaii with us, and we're so glad that she was able to make our regional event out here, and her presence was so important, and it was so well received. So we just love Amy. And of course, big mahalo to Dave Sandoval. We had such a fantastic time on the Diamond Trip. And a big mahalo to Ian Farrar. You know, Ian, you have, you know, sort of paved the way for us, all of us to, come up, jump on board. And we give big thanks to you for your guidance and your leadership. So,
yes.
Do you have anything more you would like to say, Jer?
Actually, I do. You know, a lot of people in our, we've been in network marketing before, but this is the first time that we've ever experienced so much success and in such a short time. So, you know, David, a lot of people have asked us, team, our team members, people coming on board, they've asked us, how do you do it? What's your secret? And, you know, Arna and I have, we're people persons. And we are in the business of networking, which means connecting with people. And we have a delightful time to be able to connect with people from our heart. So we really owe a lot of that as one of our key tools to our success and continued success, which we've been able to duplicate with our team because we're, you know, in alignment with all these beautiful people who are out there doing the work to get our nations healthy with their hearts. So Arna and I have come up with a mini training called Appropriately Heart, which I hope that you guys all enjoy. So, Arna, I'll hand the call back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Jer. Yes, you know, what we do, you know, Geraldine and I have been professional photographers for most of our, you know, career life, and we knew that we each operated our own successful photography businesses. And in order to be successful as entrepreneurs, we realized that we needed to connect with people. And especially when you're doing photography, you know, the energy is so different when you actually know someone's name and you call them by their name as opposed to just saying, you know, oh, you in the blue, do you mind, you know, stepping to the left, stepping to the right. So we actually developed this muscle of connecting with people and knowing how to communicate with people and addressing them by their name and really having those heartfelt conversations with them. Because when you have that heartfelt conversation, then their ears are more, their heart is open, their ears are more geared towards, you know, connecting with you and listening with you and you know, really making that heartfelt connection. So we came up with this acronym, HEART, which we'd like to share with you. And this is what we use to help train our team. Because we are in this business of working together with people, that we must remember to always use our heart when we are making these connections. So H stands for helping others get healthier and wealthier. So, you know, you want to share your gift cards. You know, you want to help others by sharing your gift cards. Get them out there. Don't hold on to them, you know. They're not going to, you know, be good to you, you know, be worth a, you know, just sitting around. We have some friends that we, some of our teammates that we're encouraging, you know, get them out there, get them out there. And so you also want to help people by, you know, being supportive of them during the transformations, you know. Chances are they'll have better results and they'll have a more successful transformation as they receive support. And also you want to help your team members reach their goals, because your success is dependent on helping others to succeed, okay? So letter E stands for empower. You want to empower yourself and others. So first, you want to show up with an open heart and an open mind, because when you're closed off out of fear or, you know, to protect yourself or to keep out any negativity, you're also closing yourself off to everything that's positive. Okay, so you want to empower yourself with an open heart and an open mind, and you want to empower yourself by reading books, you know, downloading audio books, you know, learn what successful people do differently. That's the key, you know, learning what successful people do differently. You want to empower yourself with conference calls, you know, plug in for inspiration and motivation. Whenever you're feeling discouraged, get right on a conference call or read a book or do something that will inspire you. And really important aspect of empowering yourself is to surround yourself with positive people, positive thinking people, okay? You want to be leery of, you know, hanging out with the Debbie Downers and the naysayers, because they're just going to pull you down, okay? So for the letter A, action, take action. Because as you empower yourself and as you learn to think differently, you now need to follow up with action steps. So after you've read books, after you've been learning and writing down notes, now you need to apply what you've learned. So, you know, start out simple. You know, if you're just a newbie, you know, take simple steps as to action steps as to what you can do to get started right. Because that's what this whole game is about, is making sure that you get started right. All right? So, and then R stands for releasing your fears and limiting beliefs. So, you know, if you face your fear, the fear will disappear, right? For example, if you're afraid of speaking in public or in front of large groups, well, you're going to want to stretch your comfort zone, even if just by an inch or, you know, by half of an inch, you know. You want to just be able to stretch your comfort zone, do things that will help you to speak up and be heard, okay? That's really, really important. Because the more you speak up, the more you're able to have your voice be heard. You know, as we always say, when you speak, business happens. And it's so, so, so true. You know, we had this incredible regional event where we had an executive panel, and we had three of our team members on these executive panels. So they were actually able to share, and what had occurred for them is that in the following day or two, for that day, they actually reached their goal rank, which was so incredible. So you want to be able to speak up, let your voice be heard, all right? You also want to release any limiting beliefs. You know, we all tell our stories throughout the day. Oftentimes, we don't even realize what we're saying because we've been so used to telling the same story over and over and over for a very long time. So you want to let go of the stories of why this isn't working for you or why you can't do something. You know, these thoughts and stories they're only limiting you to stay within your comfort zone. But, you know, I'd like to say a quote by a dear friend. I don't know if it's his quote or if he borrowed it for someone else, but our dear friend, Dr. Tom Yoshita, he says, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So change your thoughts about things. You know, that's really important. Okay, and then the last letter is trust. You want to trust the system. You know, trust the gift card marketing system. Trust the product. The products work. I mean, there are countless stories of how people are getting off of their medications. People are losing a ton of weight. You know, just countless stories. And, you know, really important thing is to trust yourself that you are making a sound decision to work this business, because because of these countless stories. I mean, not only does the product line work, but the amazing financial success stories that are out there, you know, us being one of them, you know, and more and more of these stories are occurring every single week, every single month, and it's so exciting. So you just want to trust yourself that you're making a sound decision. And lastly, you want to trust the network marketing business model, because there are, you know, many misconceptions about network marketing, and, you know, it's just something that you need to learn more about and realize that, you know, this is a, there are a lot of people out there who don't understand network marketing, and it's okay. They're just not informed. So, but it has to start with you first. If you don't trust the network marketing business model, then how is anybody else going to trust it? Okay? So that's our training for today, David. And I just want to thank everybody. And, you know, I do want to mention one thing, though, that, you know, every day we connect with our team members. We make sure that we're on calls with them, that we are, you know, connecting with them. And we cannot mention that enough, you know, connect with your team. Okay? Thank you so much, David.
Well, thanks, Arna. Thanks, Geraldine. And fantastic advice, very complimentary advice to what Ian was sharing. Even though the perspective of head versus heart was a little different, the themes were really, really similar. And, you know, love the acronym for heart. And, you know, the one that specifically touched me was the idea of R for releasing limiting beliefs. And, you know, it's something I'm working on and constantly work on, and feel it's a huge, huge piece for anyone to be successful, is to, you know, have that vision really clear and then figure out what are those things that are slowing you down and the beliefs that you have that are slowing you down. And I think that the T, the trust, is a great way to wrap up that acronym, which is, you know, to trust yourself and to trust the system and to trust the people you're working with, upline and downline. And so I know that the both of you spend so much time connecting with your team. I know Ian spent so much time connecting with his team. And, you know, that's what's making this culture so solid and so sound, and that's why we're growing so fast. It's not just the people we're bringing in. It's the people we're moving up and moving along and encouraging, and all the people that are just buying product, but buying product over and over and over again because the products work so well. So, you know, we're just built on a really solid foundation, and it's, you know, these leadership techniques that are the glue of it. You know, this is a people business, and we've got such great people at the top with Ian and Geraldine and Arna and all of our crowns and our field advisory board. We're going to be having our first field advisory board face-to-face meeting next week at the retreat. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be sharing ideas and making sure that everything we're doing at the convention is what you need to be successful. But expect to get unbelievable training just like what you heard coming to the convention. I can't emphasize it enough that when you surround yourself with great people and you surround yourself with new ideas and you surround yourself with different perspectives and you surround yourself with people who are optimistic and forward-thinking and visionary and thoughtful and caring, you know, that's going to make you a better person. So, you know, if there's any better way to spend a few $100, I'm not sure what it is. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to, you know, this Blue Diamond event coming up, this Field Advisory Board event coming up, and, of course, the National Convention that everyone on this phone can be part of. There's no excuse. There's no reason. And if you've got a limiting belief as to why you couldn't or shouldn't be there, check in with somebody who's already decided to be there and ask them why they're going, and I'm sure you'll make the decision, hopefully in the next 24 to 48 hours, because that low price, that early bird price, goes away after the month ends. So congratulations on the tremendous success that we're enjoying here in the month of April. Great, great month, and, you know, the momentum continues to build. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Ian and Geraldine and Arna, for your leadership. Thanks, David Sandoval, for your inspiration and fantastic products. And as David said, if you want to learn a little bit more about the Control Weight Loss Premium Capsules and also the Be Energetic product, join him tomorrow night, same time, same number. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. And if you want to be showcased, just move on up to the crown level, and we'll have you on a call here sometime shortly. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.